Good morning, boys and girls. Isaiah and Jaden are going to show you where Russia is, the Federation of Russia. Okay? This is where our story took place many years ago. In southern Russia, the people were either very rich or very poor, a lot of very, very poor people. It's very cold up there. See, it's close to the North Pole. And so they have a lot of cold weather and snow. And the people there, when they had the animals, a lot of times they didn't have enough food for their animals, so they had these poor herd boys. These poor herd boys would take these animals and make sure that they'd be protected up on the mountains, okay? So Nikolai was a herds boy, and he one day was headed into the village to buy some food for his companions, the other herds boys, and get the mail too. Well, he was hiking to the village and he realized that he didn't even have a weapon to protect himself. You know what lives out there? Wolves. You're right, Jaden. And Jesus protected him. He got to the village and he met up with his Uncle Peter and got to visit with Uncle Peter for a little while and told him he was on the errand to get groceries. And he said, "Has the mail come in yet?" Uncle Peter's face just got this worried, sick look. He said, "It is very late, and we are afraid that the mailman has had trouble with Volchita." Now, Volchita was the biggest wolf that they had seen, and it wasn't long ago that they decided to do away with her and her pack. She had a big pack that went with her, and they would just tear, like, the cattle to pieces and sometimes human beings, too. And so they visited some more, and then Nikolai went and bought groceries. And when he was buying groceries, he bought a little treat. It was smoked fish for his friend Igor, who happened to be the cook boy. And he always protected Igor because Igor had been in an accident and he was maimed in his leg. So the other fellas would sometimes pick on Igor. And Nikolai had a lot of muscles and he would protect Igor. And as he was finishing up his transaction with the groceries, there was this huge noise, and everybody looked out there. And the six horses that drew the carriage, mail carriage, were just running as fast as they could into town, and they were wet with sweat, dripping wet, and blood, because Volchita was attacking them. With her claws, she would try to knock them over. And if it wasn't for them being so fast, the mailman and those horses would have been torn by Volchita. So the mailman had told him all about it, and then Uncle Peter said, "Oh, I don't think you should go back." But Nikolai said, "Well, you know, I have to bring him the food." And the mailman said, "Well, Volchita went this way," which was the opposite way. So Nikolai went 7 miles back to where his group were, and Jesus protected him the whole way. And he told them about Volchita being back. And what did the boys do? Oh, they bragged about what they would do and how they would destroy Volchita if she came after them. And then they said to Igor, "What about you, Igor? What would you do? Would you be afraid?" And Igor said, "Yes, Volchita is very dangerous." And they laughed, and they called him a fraidy cat, okay? And so the next day came, and because there were snows were coming, they decided that they knew that they had to take the animals back because there wasn't going to be enough food. And so they took all the the animals back except for one mare. You know what a mare is? A mama horse. And she had a foal, which was a baby horse. Okay, so that next day in the night, Nikolai realized that, you know, when they were in the corral, the other horses would probably kick and scare off the wolf. They could work together. But he thought, I'm going to put her in the barn. And so he did. He went and put her in the barn. And then he headed back to their dugout. Now, they had a roof over this hole that they dug, and it was way deep. And they had stairs down into this hole in the ground because it was so cold that that's where they slept, with straw over the top of them. And they said, and he was getting back toward the pit where they slept, and it happened. He got hit from behind and slammed to the ground. There were two paws on his shoulders that slammed him to the ground. And Jesus told him to take his hands and grab her, the wolf, Vulchita, by the legs. He reached up and he pulled her forward because she was going for his neck. And when he pulled her forward, it pulled her face to the ground. And he started saying, help, help me, to his fellow herdsmen. And none of them came up. And he started saying, help, you said you were so brave, come and help me. Well, Igor came up and he had a stick with fire on the end of it that had been in the fire. And he said, oh, he said, I am weak, come closer. So even though the wolf's back legs were clawing holes in his clothes, he started scooting toward the pit. And Igor came out and he said, yeah, I only have one chance, you know, with my strength. And so he hit Vulchita across the back of the neck and he broke her neck. And then Nikolai stood up and took his gun and he shot her. And then he heard one of the herdsmen say, look what we did. And he said, we. He said, Igor was the only one brave enough to come and help me. And it will be Igor who has the warm skin of Vulchita on his bed. And when they took Vulchita down into the pit, they measured her from her nose to her tail. She was 6 feet long. That's taller than I am. Okay, thank you for listening so sweetly. And if you would pick up the baskets, let's see, would you like to pick up the ones in the sanctuary over there? Okay, thank you.